over by Joe, please.
Here, joined in the media center by our top fuel winner here at the Sonoma Nationals, NHRA Mellow Yellow Series, Billy Torrance. Billy with a final round victory over Clay Milliken. Second win of the season. First win came in Phoenix, and now a final round victory that included a round one victory over Steve Faria, took down Austin Prock, his son Steve Torrance, and then Clay in the final round. Billy, walk me through your race day.
So we had a good car going into race day, and Jake and Walt, you know, just went out there to be steady, and that's what they did. They just raced what the racetrack would give them, and made the right calls, and had a really tough race against Steve. Caught him, I think they had a little difficulty going down. We were fortunate enough to be ahead when the light came on.
Yeah, 9 final rounds in a row for Steve, and to have that streak go down, but it's got to be pretty sweet that you're the guy who did it. Last year in the countdown, you took a real swing at him in the countdown, and that perfect countdown came up a little bit short. Shows that you guys race heads up at all times.
We do race heads up. I mean, how are you going to brag if you didn't race heads up? So, you know, that's there'll be a little bragging going on tomorrow, a very little. So we'll have our ritual tomorrow, going to eat Mexican food, and then we'll be at work.
Third win of your career. Tell me about the final round against Clay Milliken, who has made multiple final rounds, is up against it, and is having a really strong event. Just a couple of thou at the finish line stripe.
So, yeah, we knew Clay had a good car, and I needed to go up there and be on time. I was a little later than I wanted to be, but I didn't plug any in. I eased up there, and I thought I had a good enough car under me to run about what we ran, and it took it all.
Points are still being tabulated, but this obviously puts you up in striking distance of the NHRA countdown with a few races remaining. I know a lot of people are talking to you, pressuring you, asking you, compelling you to try to run more races so that potentially you can make the countdown. Since you've got a championship caliber car, what are you thinking about that?
Well, we didn't come into the race this year to, you know, really go to the top 10. We just came out to have fun, and we're a test bed team for, you know, the A car. So we're not going to go to the next race, but we'll be at Brainerd and Indy, and we'll just see how the cards fall there. We have a good car, and, you know, we're capable of winning anywhere we go.
We're going to open it up to questions from members of the media for Billy Torrance, our Top Fuel winner. State your name and affiliation. If you've got a question, just let me know. Yes, sir?
Phil Barber, Santa Rosa Press Democrat. Billy, when you're lining up for a race against Steve, as you're watching the Christmas tree, does it feel any different? Like, how much are you conscious of that being your son right next to you, and how much do you get in your race mode?
Well, it's certainly humbling, and we're very blessed to be able to get out there and race, you know, a father-son deal, so that's special. But when we do get out there and race, I mean, it really doesn't matter who's over there. And Steve is, everything I know, Steve taught me to do this, so, you know, that's what he says. He's going to take my head off, and vice versa.
Next question.
Got a question for you. Tom Fitzgerald, San Francisco Chronicle. Billy, when you go out for Mexican food tomorrow, who pays?
I think maybe Steve may pay tomorrow.
Fine.
What are you going to eat?
I usually eat 3 crispy tacos, and Steve eats some other deal. But it's a ritual. Every time he wins, we go to our favorite Mexican food joint, the El Charro in Tyler, Texas, and they already have our setups there. So when we walk in, you know, the bartender claps for us, and we have our little deal, you know. So tomorrow I'm going to ask him, when we drive out of Capcom, I'm going to say, have you ever ridden to lunch with a guy that just won Sonoma?
Any other questions for Billy Torrance? Any other questions? Yes, sir.
Sure. Elliot Stern, Santa Maria Times. Billy, congratulations.
Thank you.
You were 6-0, or he was 6-0 against you. Now you broke it through. You've got the family bragging rights. So how's that feel?
Well, you know, when you got a kid that's won 30-something or 35 races, maybe, and you know, some more in another couple of classes, you know, the bragging rights are trimmed down substantially. So, you know, I may needle him a little bit, but I can't say too much. But, you know, the bottom line is I couldn't do this without Steve's team, Richard Hogan, Bobby and Dom Lagana, Walt and Jake. I mean, the guys that work on my car, there's 4 full-time guys there that work on the shop, and that's all I have. So we have 4 flying guys that also have full-time jobs like myself. So it takes all of those guys, and they make certain that I have a very well-prepared car every time I show up. So, you know, they make me look good. So I'm not going to toot the horn too much.
But your cars are very similar. So you must have confidence going in that I know I got a good car. It's like Steve's.
Oh, no doubt about it. Yeah, I've got a good car. I'm the weak link on that deal. It's, we run within a couple of thousand of each other a lot.
Billy, when you ran up against Steve, who was your wife rooting for in that race?
Well, she says she stands in the middle, and I believe her. It's her race team, and there are no team orders here. So she probably rooted for both of us, and it's a famed race team.
Would you like to answer that, Mama Kay?
May the best team win.
May the best team win. A quick final question for you, Billy, in that this kind of dominance that is happening right now is incredibly rare in all sports. You were compared to Don Schumacher Racing by Bob Fry, who came back to visit us this week, and certainly they have had domination in the past. But the consecutive final rounds for the Capco team, the consecutive wins by Steve, sweeping the countdown, when you decided to elevate yourself, you guys were bracket racers originally, moved up to Super Comp, you've won races in Super Comp, and then the alcohol ranks. When you decided to put together a top fuel team, of course you'd love to win races. Did you ever dream that you would build the most dominant team in drag racing?
You know, we're the type of people that really don't plan, we just do. And, we pop up and look around from time to time and have to pinch ourselves, and we're very humbled. The success we've had, been very blessed. It's really something to be have the success we have and be the only family race team on the property at that level.
That's it. Billy, thank you very much. Congratulations on your win, 2019 Sonoma Nationals and the NHRA Mellow Yellow Drag Racing Series.
Thank you, Joe.